Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, back again to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today we have the latest on another water main break in downtown Scranton. And we'll talk about inclusive cooking in the latest news voices. It's Tuesday, July 28th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start in Scranton. Downtown Scranton was hit with a significant water main break on Monday, its second in less than 2 weeks. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more from the scene.
Pennsylvania American Water officials say the 24-inch line that broke under North Washington Avenue dates to 1885. The rupture affected 770 customers, forcing the closure of government buildings and businesses. Rose Barkley was one of the people feeling those effects Monday evening. It was still 85 degrees out as she visited a water tanker set up for residents at Linden Street and North Washington Avenue.
Yes, my kid is on the autism spectrum, and one of his sensory issues is his constantly washing his hands. So I need to have water so that he can do so he doesn't get overwhelmed. So I'm a mom, I'll go collect water.
An earlier water main break led to service interruptions and a boil water advisory beginning on July 17th. For business owner and landlord Tom Borthwick, the second break only compounded the impact of the first.
I'll start with my tenants. For my tenants, the last incident, not having water for that long period of time, I mean, people need to take showers. There needs to be water in the tank and a toilet. There needs to be water to cook, to drink. It really is a massive disruption.
Borthwick co-owns Da Vinci Pizza on the Square, the Cidery on Linden Street, as well as three Linden Street buildings with apartments on upper floors.
This kind of thing happening grinds business to a halt.
The company's most recent update on Monday night indicated they expected repairs could be finished as early as this morning. A boil water advisory for customers in the downtown area could remain in place longer. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. And an update on this, as of just before 8 a.m., Pennsylvania American Water said water service has been restored in the area of the break, but a boil advisory is still in effect while the utility completes water testing, and roads remain closed in the area of the repairs. Lackawanna County officials said government buildings affected by the break reopened at 11 a.m. Find more at WVIA.org. Now for a different kind of story. Years ago, Jake Lang wrestled for Delaware Valley High School in Pike County. Lang earned all-star status there, but since then, as WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, he's spent time gaining a different kind of attention.
Former Delaware Valley High School all-star wrestler Jake Lang pleaded guilty last week to threatening to harm a Washington, D.C. police commander. It happened January 6th during a fifth anniversary celebration of the January 6th Capitol riot. A D.C. judge sentenced Lang to 180 days in prison but suspended the sentence, which means he won't be jailed unless he violates the terms of his release. The judge also fined Lang $500 and ordered him to pay $200 into a victim compensation fund. Now better known as a right-wing provocateur, Lang, whose full name is Edward Jacob Lang, called the commander a pit bull that needs to be put down and hung right here in front of the Capitol on national TV. Lang, who's 31 and lives in Florida, still faces charges in Minnesota for an incident outside the state capitol there a month later. He's accused of destroying letters in an ice sculpture that said prosecute ICE, so it said pro-ICE instead. He's still fighting that case, claiming the cops violated his right to free speech. Police say free speech rights don't apply to destroying property. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break. The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Time for a national story now. The country is facing a shortage of donated blood. As Katie Knoll reports for WVIA, Central PA organizations are encouraging people to give.
The country's blood supply dropped 25% in June. Combined with an increase in summer emergencies that require transfusions, the shortage is putting strain on healthcare providers. Laura Burke is the executive director of the American Red Cross of Central Pennsylvania. She says if every scheduled blood drive attracted just three more donors, the shortage could be eliminated.
This is one of the most effective ways you can help neighbors in need, is to spend an hour of your day donating blood. You never know who's going to need it. It could be a loved one, it could be a neighbor, it could be a friend. Almost everyone will need blood at some point for some reason. So doing your part to replenish that supply is going to go a long way, and it has exponential benefit.
Type O blood is especially needed because it can be given to more patients. People interested in donating can find a blood drive on the Red Cross website or by calling the organization. In Harrisburg, I'm Katie Knoll.
Thanks to Katie Knoll for that story. And now it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA's Lydia McFarlane joins me to talk about inclusive cooking. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. Organizations all over Northeast Pennsylvania focus on making life more accessible for people with disabilities. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane recently spent some time in the kitchen with one of those organizations, and she's here to tell us all about it. Hi, Lydia.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So you recently went to an inclusive cooking class. Can you tell us a bit about what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So students from the University of Scranton Speech-Language Pathology Master's Program used these inclusive cooking classes as part of their clinical experience. So they were hosted, like you said, at Coffee Inclusive, and the students communicated with people of all different abilities to make different recipes this summer.
Okay, so how does speech-language pathology factor into something like cooking?
Yeah, so I talked to one of the students, Julia Gallo, and she said it's really great experience for them as students because people communicate in all different ways. So some of the people that attended the classes used American Sign Language, so they were learning how to communicate with folks that were nonverbal, people that needed a little bit more direction, and again, signing back and forth to some of the people in the classes and getting everyone to talk to each other together to achieve that goal of making whatever it was that they were focusing the recipe on that class.
So what were they focusing on, the class that you went to?
So the class I went to was celebrating America's 250th birthday. So it was a red, white, and blue theme. So they made red, white, and blue pancakes, as well as a festive drink using blue Gatorade, cherry juice, and Sprite to make it red, white, and blue and festive.
That sounds really good. So like you said, this was at Coffee Inclusive, and they're going to be continuing this right after the grad students move on. So how is that going to work?
Yeah, so the class I went to was the last of the series with the University of Scranton students, but they will be resuming these inclusive cooking classes in August, so it will be the once a month, every month for 18 months starting, like I said, in August, and they will be led by a barista at Coffee Inclusive named Brian Boston, who actually has his culinary degree from LCCC.
So from what you saw, how do these classes achieve this goal of making cooking more accessible or teaching cooking to people with disabilities, with varying disabilities, like you said?
Absolutely. So they were really molding the class to each participant. So depending on what their abilities were, you know, they might have made things easier when it comes to holding some of the tools, maybe given different directions based on, you know, everyone's ability level. But, you know, the students were really one-on-one with each of the participants, just making sure that they were going through each step, they understood what was going on, and if they were having trouble with something, they were right there to help.
Any examples that you noticed while you were there?
And again, the ASL example, like some people were nonverbal or hard of hearing. So the students were right there to help them if they didn't understand or grasp the instructions that were given to the group.
All right. So after all of that, the pancakes are made, the drinks are ready to be served. How was the food?
I didn't get to try the pancakes, but I did have one of the festive beverages, and I'm definitely going to add the recipe to my recipe book for the holidays because it was really delicious and red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm. And Coffee Inclusive does a lot of different things like this, and you've covered them quite a bit, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. They are a place that employs people with disabilities, so all of their baristas and chefs are of varying abilities, and they always host events like this just to make sure everyone feels included and is learning these real-life skills.
Okay, well, Lydia, thank you so much for your coverage. I'm a little sad you didn't bring us some pancakes, but that's okay. And we'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. And another thank you to Lydia and Kat Bolas for filling in last week. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.